This week's honoree is a Philadelphia police officer who fearlessly flew into action, saving her family and neighbors from a devastating fire.
You know, you hear so many negative things about what's going on in Philadelphia, but good things happen here as well.
Janice Armstrong is a columnist at a Philadelphia newspaper. She nominated this week's good soul, Philly police officer Alauda C. Wright Gissen.
She's a superhero. A superhero.
Janice heard about Officer C. Wright's story on an app called Next Door.
My jaw is hanging after I read it, and I'm thinking, how could this be true?
I have been a police officer for 9.5 years. I went into this profession because I love people and I love helping people.
That's the voice of Officer C. Wright. She is a school resource officer serving students in the 16th district.
Children are people too. So just making sure their area is safe. Just saying, yes, I am a police officer, but I am here.
And being a police officer and being there was a game changer this past July 14th. That's the morning C. Wright's life changed forever. But the day before was pretty ordinary.
We went to the mall, we hung out, we grabbed our dinner. We came back home to watch our television show.
Around 3 a.m., an electrical fire sparked in the basement of their Mount Airy home. Luckily, the family cat woke up C. Wright's 12-year-old daughter. She smelled smoke and woke up mom.
Open the door, the alarms are going off, and the house is full of smoke. I went to wake up my oldest daughter and my sister.
C. Wright, her 12-year-old and her 18-year-old daughters and her sister walked as a human chain. They tried to go downstairs, but
the rail was too hot. I said, we can't go down the steps.
The only way out was the bedroom window.
I used the bed sheet, immediately wrapped it around my hand. I lowered my youngest daughter out first, then my oldest daughter.
Then C. Wright saved her sister.
She wanted me to go first, but I told her, if something happened to me, I need you to take care of my girls.
The smoke was so intense, and she couldn't breathe. And she's trying to let her sister down, and she ended up letting go about midway. Her sister falls to the pavement below and breaks her leg. She can hear her sister down below moaning in pain.
That's journalist Janice Armstrong again. She wrote about C. Wright because of what happened next.
She had one thing to do to save her life, and that was to jump out of the window.
I jumped. I just had to do what I had to do.
C. Wright leapt at least 25 feet. She sprained her ankle when she landed. With bruises and burns on her body, she went to wake up her neighbors, helping their families evacuate. C. Wright says her police training was the difference maker.
I could say I was a tough girl, but the training that we go through, it's semi-military, you know? It's intense. All of that kind of kicked in.
But the aftermath of that fire, it was harsh.
She lost everything that night. This house that she had paid for herself as a single mother. And just like that, it was gone.
And it was in that moment that her community stepped up.
She's down to earth, very humble. She loves her job. She just wants to help people, so I figured someone needs to help her at this point.
That's 16th District Officer Jeanette Meisinger, who works with C. Wright. She helped set up a GoFundMe for her friend, raising more than $30,000.
They have to be taken care of by us because we are their brothers and sisters in blue.
And on November 3rd, the 16th District is holding an in-person fundraiser to benefit C. Wright's family.
The support I receive daily and still receiving, to see that they all pulling it together for me like this, it takes my breath. It does.
With big hazel eyes, C. Wright's resting face is a smile. And it works, especially when she volunteers for SAT prep and tutoring with high schoolers. Her community efforts earned her the Award of Valor in 2019 for meritorious service.
A good soul to me is someone who puts other people's concerns above their own. She's been doing this throughout her career as a police officer, and that fateful night over the summer, she was able to do that for her family.
And fate has rewarded C. Wright. Her girls are okay. Her sister is recovering, and her home will be rebuilt. demonstrating that sometimes, even when tragedy happens, good things can follow.
I have not had a lot of situations in my life that was just like, that's a shame that that happened to me. Then it becomes my testimony in life, and I'm like, yeah, I made it through.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.